Brexit's Lord Frost says Boris needs to fire neo-socialists and green fanatics to survive. By Kurt Zindelka on January 28, 2022. Prime Minister Boris Johnson needs to rid his government of neo-socialists and green fanatics in order to survive and more crucially to fulfill the promises of Brexit, former Cabinet Minister Lord Frost has said. Lord David Frost, the UK's former chief Brexit negotiator, who sensationally resigned from his post last year over the government's left-wing policy agenda on issues such as taxation, green energy, and coronavirus restrictions, has warned that should the Prime Minister survive the Partygate inquiries, his government will need to return to conservatism to thrive. Referencing an editorial from Alistair Heath in The Telegraph, Lord Frost wrote on social media on Thursday, "Whatever conclusions about the leadership Tory MPs may draw from the Grey report and whatever follows, the crucial thing is, a, significant change in policies and in systems, and, people around the PM." Lord Frost said that it is crucial for a change in personnel and systems in the government in order for the levers of government work. And, as Alistair says, with all the neo-socialists, green fanatics and pro-woke crowd exiting immediately. In an opinion piece in The Sun, the former cabinet minister wrote on Friday that while it is unclear if Boris will survive the police inquiry and the Sucre internal review into apparent numerous breaches of lockdown regulations in No. 10 Downing Street, he said that whoever is prime minister needs to have a clear plan for reform and a capable team and ruthless focus if people are going to feel the difference. In a high tax, high regulation, high control society, which we risk becoming, only the rich, or those with special connections to the government, get to do that. I believe everyone should. So let's be on the side of freedom," he wrote. In the referendum, people voted for Britain to take back control. Now we need to hand on that control to the British people. That is the way forward, that is how we will succeed, Lord Frost concluded. Though Prime Minister Boris Johnson secured a landslide victory in the previous election on the promise of securing Brexit and freeing the British people from the shackles of the big government globalist policies of Brussels, the Conservative PM has seemingly attempted to outdo the EU on its own ambitions, particularly on issues such as climate change. Johnson, who has shared the same globalist slogan "Build Back Better" with his Democrat counterpart in America, Joe Biden, has called for the British economy to reach net zero carbon emissions by the year 2050. Analysis has projected the aim is costing the UK economy trillions, with the brunt of the impact hitting average consumers. The PM, who hosted the United Nations COP26 climate summit in November, has co-opted some of the more apocalyptic rhetoric surrounding supposedly man-made climate change normally spouted by far-left politicians or Extinction Rebellion radicals, warning during the summit that 1 minute to midnight on that doomsday clock. Demonstrating just how far Johnson has drifted to the left on the issue, the Tory PM went so far as to quote Soviet communist dictator Vladimir Lenin in front of British business leaders to push his green vision. The Prime Minister has shied away from highlighting his far-left green agenda as of late and has attempted to offer up red meat policies to appease his Conservative base in the wake of a barrage of leaks concerning parties held in Downing Street while the nation was under lockdown. Though Johnson has tried to win support back by making promises to finally crack down on the illegal immigration crisis in the English Channel, he has outright rejected the notion of rolling back proposed tax hikes despite the surge in cost of living, which in large part has been driven by rising inflation and the government's failures to protect itself from global energy cost spikes through developing its own natural resources. Johnson, whose party has seen a precipitous decline in popularity polling, in part due to violating the campaign promise of not raising taxes, said on Thursday that tax hikes are necessary to pay for the massive spending spree undertaken during the coronavirus lockdowns. "It is absolutely vital, I hope people understand. We had to spend over £400 billion keeping the British economy going during the lockdowns. We've got now to move forward, we've got to fix the COVID backlogs, we've got to sort out social care. I think that's the right thing to do," he argued. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.